This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, July 25th, brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. News from the White House on trade talks was both good and bad today. President Trump said talks with Canada aren't progressing well. He warned the country could face higher tariffs after his August 1 deadline for deals. Ahead of a golfing trip to Scotland, Trump said, "We haven't really had a lot of luck with Canada. I think Canada could be one where there's just a tariff, not really a negotiation." Well, while in Scotland, President Trump is set to meet with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Sunday. That amid signs that the two sides could be closing in on a trade deal. Von der Leyen said today in a social media post that she and Trump had a good call and agreed to meet in Scotland on Sunday to discuss transatlantic relations and how we can keep them strong. European officials are optimistic that they are close to a deal that could see the bloc accept a 15% baseline tariff on most of its goods, but they have pointed out that any agreement would need Trump's sign-off. Well, the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry will be busy next week. Chairman Bozeman and Ranking Member Klobuchar announcing the committee will hold a business meeting to consider the nominees to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Brian Quintez will be considered to be chairman and commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Michael Boren nominated to be Undersecretary of Agriculture for Natural Resources and Environment. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced the Trump administration's major reorganization plans yesterday for the Department of Agriculture. That plan was met with much resistance from the chair and ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee. Chairman Bozeman and ranking member Klobuchar announced today the committee will meet next Wednesday to review the proposal. U.S. Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden will step in the hot seat to defend the plan that would potentially close the USDA South Building, shutter the Beltsville, Maryland research facility, and move several thousand Capital Area employees to five different offices across the nation. The hearing will be live streamed and is set for Wednesday at 11 Eastern in the Russell Senate Office Building 328A. Senator Chuck Grassley, along with Representatives Marinette Miller Meeks of Iowa and Shelley Pingree of Maine, reintroduced legislation to study the effectiveness of biochar. It's a carbon-rich material produced from biomass. The Biochar Research Network Act would establish a national biochar research network to test the impact of biochar across various soil types, application methods, and climates to learn more about its capacity to benefit farmers and the environment. In a press release, Grassley said biochar represents an exciting opportunity for farmers looking for a low-cost way to improve soil quality while sequestering carbon. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the United States with feedlots of capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 11.1 million head on July 1. That's 2% below July 1 last year. The inventory included 6.88 million steers and steer calves, up 1%. Heifers and heifer calves at 4.24 million, down 5%. Placements at 1.44 million, 8% below last year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Your morning coffee, the food on your plate, a day at the lake or the beach. None of these would be possible without clean water. U.S. farmers, ranchers, and ag retailers are on the front line of protecting our nation's waterways. Through on-farm conservation practices, livestock management, and enhanced fertilizer storage capabilities, farmers and ranchers are voluntarily making decisions to ensure clean water for today and tomorrow. To learn more about how U.S. agriculture is protecting and improving our waterways, visit agnutrientpolicy.org. Brought to you by America's Soybean Farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.